Okay, welcome back. Las Vegas, Super Bowl, or was it the Taylor Swift Bowl? We don't know. It was a big moneymaker for a lot of people, though. Gary Holland, of course, lives in Las Vegas, and we always like to talk to Gary and get updates on his view from that very strange and unusual city. Gary, are you there?
How's it going this evening, Jeff?
It's just rolling along, whether I want it to or not. How is Las
Yes.
Vegas after the Swift Bowl? How give us the overview on it. How does it look? How did it lay out? It probably didn't surprise you at all. It was scripted for the masses. Anyway, what are your thoughts? How did the town handle it?
Well, you had a lot of people come into town, obviously. There was actually a lot of people who came who weren't even going to the Super Bowl, just wanted to be around, I guess, the atmosphere of it.
Yeah.
The parts that I noticed about it, I'm talking about the actual, now they have more than just the Super Bowl, right? So they have a week-long events where they have, like,
Oh, yeah.
children's playground. Oh, yeah, it's like a whole bunch of stuff. But what I felt, the atmosphere, how I personally felt when I went down there was just, I know, a very dark feeling to it. They had a lot of they had all these,
the
you know,
symbolism
different
was really
graphics and
obvious.
Symbolism.
Yes.
It
Oh,
was.
yeah.
It was very obvious. There was one symbol I seen where some woman had flames thrown out of her eyes and her mouth. And I was saying to myself, and someone I had run with, I said, what does it have to do with football? I mean, it had nothing to do with the Chiefs, the name Chiefs, or the 49ers.
No.
So I don't understand that. People, I know there's still, there's a lot of people out there that really believe that the NFL is real. The NFL is called NFL Promotions for a reason. You have 32 greedy promoters who are team owners, or promoters, that's really what they are, and they scripted the end of that game, obviously. My prediction, and you know, that's why I've told this to at least 10, 12 different people. Besides the Taylor Swift Bowl being a lock for the Taylor Swifts, right? Because that's what they were. They were the Swifts. They weren't the Chiefs. They were the Swifts. But what I also had told them, that I said, you watch, it will come down to an overtime last-minute scoring drive. They needed the drama. They needed a good finish. And that was the finish. The finish was the last-minute touchdown. They show the picture of Taylor Swift jumping around in the multi-billionaire's luxury suite while the morons, and they're morons, I'm sorry, they're fanatics. They're, people don't understand the word fan is actually short for fanatic.
Correct. You're right.
You had a stadium full of fanatics who were spending God knows how much money, and they weren't spending money. Actually, there were probably most of them already highly in debt. Probably got multiple credit cards that are maxed to the limit, and they were more likely, a lot of them were doing, was their last hurrah, and spending $8,000 on Super Bowl tickets the squinch seats.
Gary, the cheapest seats in the arena, were they not $8,000 or $9,000? You're not joking.
Yep.
That was the bottom.
No, we're talking the squincher seats, like, you know, you squint your eyes, the squincher seats,
binoculars.
You know, you're way out in the rafters, and and even with binoculars, they look like little, you know, 2-inch or 1-inch little play toys running up and down a field.
Rituals.
That's
rituals.
Exactly what it was.
Oh,
yeah,
rituals.
It was professional wrestling. You know, people don't understand how wrestling works. How wrestling works is, they tell you, okay, so like you want to build up to a WrestleMania, right? So they go 6 months out and they go, we have these two who we want to be in WrestleMania in 6 months. How do we get to that point? And then they do stories all through what would be considered a season, but it's not in wrestling. They don't consider it a season, but they go through and they go all through these different pay-per-views, and now it's not pay-per-views anymore, special streaming shows, and they build up to the point to where they get to the main event at WrestleMania. That was the main event. If you look throughout the year, what did they do? They had Taylor Swift and Kelsey, right? Jason Kelsey.
Yeah.
And yeah. And he was the boyfriend. He was actually the beta male boyfriend. Really, like.
And wait. Okay, hold that thought. What yeah. is Jason Kelce the spokesman for beside global genocide? Being paid to be the spokesman for global genocide injections. Yep. Pfizer's yep. boy. Oh. Okay.
Yep. Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, called him Mr. Pfizer.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's the truth.
Nope. And he's, you know, pimping hazardous waste to squirt into your body to kill you, and other things too. He's also a big promoter, I think, of credit cards. You know, of course you have to always have the, you know, he's promoting credit cards. You know, getting debt. You know, materialism, consumerism, debt, consumerism, and that's what they're pushing. And then, of course, now that you've already, you know, he has it all figured out for you. Go into debtor's prison, go into massive debt, then you can go commit suicide with his poison that he's promoting too. See, so he has it on all ends.
Yeah.
It's really what it is. If you look at it that way, most people don't.
It's a win-win.
But I look at it that way.
For those people. Yeah.
No.
No. It's very much. There's a fellow who does analyses of National Football League games, and he shows how the players are throwing the game. He shows how yep. coverage, for some reason, isn't where it should be, or they're just hanging back 3 or 4 feet and waiting yep. until the pass is caught. Then they make their move. He's analyzed it all, and it's very compelling. You can't dismiss what he's showing you. I don't know what the guy's yeah. name is, but I've seen a number of. He takes a game and dissects it, and it's obviously entertainment. Okay, that's what it is. And how easy it is for somebody to miss a basketball shot. How easy it is for somebody to strike out. Right? How easy it is for somebody to drop a pass. These games are so simple to be fixed. It's not funny. It's just very easy to do. But that's bread and circuses.
And when you have players making multi-millions of dollars, they have no incentive to break the secret, right? For instance, this season, when Kansas City was in the AFC Championship game, you had the Baltimore Ravens, who were killing people this year. There was no teams that were even coming close to this team. They even beat, I want to say a week before that, they had beat the Miami Dolphins by like 30 points. And then they, in the championship game, in their home stadium, they basically, what they call in wrestling, they jobbed. They did the job, the jobber. They're jobbers. They jobbed right. for the uh-huh. Kansas City Swifts. And they did the job. They did the job.
That's funny.
And I knew, once I seen that, Jeff, during the AFC game,
yeah.
championship game, I guarantee, I know someone who won a lot of money who went off my pick, and they said, well, what was my pick? He said, what was your analysis? He goes, what's your analysis of the game? I said, Taylor Swift ain't going to lose. She's not flying back from Tokyo, Japan on a red-eye flight to the West Coast to lose.
Her own
That's
red-eye flight
happen.
At that. No,
yep.
no. It's all
not going to happen. There was too
obvious.
Much money, promotions
right.
to do that. And I told them the San Francisco 49ers would do the job, and they did. They jobbed for the Swifts. They knew they did.
You know, they wrote this up.
You could even see, Jeff, in some of the faces of the 49er players, they uh-huh. knew that they were doing the job for them.
I see.
They knew it.
Yeah, I didn't look at the game, to be honest.
I didn't either. I actually seen the highlights, and towards the end of the game,
yeah.
I was looking for, you know, what they were doing, how they presented it. I know someone who watched the game said that the
yeah.
whole halftime show was completely satanic, was completely just outright awful. Just, I don't know how else you would put it. It was just awful. And it was all messaging.
I heard it was awful.
And
I don't
usual.
Care, but whatever. The way I look at the game from what I know of it, and I did see a few of the highlight plays, maybe half a dozen, they wrote this up in such a way, they scripted it in such a way that they came as close as possible of giving both sides a victory. Something for everybody, right? Nobody was turned away. They did their best.
Well,
that's as close as they can
Jeff.
Come.
I'll explain how it works. Go back to wrestling, because you have to compare this to wrestling. So in wrestling, how do they prepare a match? How do they prepare to fix the ending? Well, here's what they tell the two wrestlers. Okay, they tell them, you are going to get the championship tonight. How you get to that point in that match is on you guys. They basically, the two wrestlers, they're the ones who plan the match. The ending, though, is scripted. They say, okay, I don't care how you get to it, but this guy is going to win the championship tonight. And how you get to that point, it's your business. But you have 15 minutes or whatever amount of time they give him in that match. And they say, here's how long you have. Here's the points I want you to hit during that match, this, that, this, and that. But at the end, here's who's going to win, and how you get to it is the same way. So how do you make the game look realistic? You tell them, here, we don't care what you do in this game, but at the end of the game, here's how we want the finish to be. We want it to be an overtime game, last-minute drive, down to the last second, and this is who's going to win. How you get to that point during that game, during them four quarters, that's your problem. You work it out, figure it out. But you get to that point, at the end of the game, Kansas City walks away with that championship with Taylor Swift on the stage. Do you know, Jeff, that this was the largest audience to ever watch a Super Bowl was this year? 126 million people.
Around the world?
And they got what they wanted because the NFL was dying. Yep. The total viewership of the Super Bowl was the largest in history. The NFL before that was losing audience, was shedding audience.
Interesting.
Massively. Because you got two things with Taylor Swift with the NFL. One, bring some of the audience back that they've lost. Two, though, because they had to create a drama. It wasn't even about the game. It was about, is Taylor Swift going to be endorsing the pedophile that's sitting in the Oval Office? Is Taylor Swift going to get married? Is he going to give her a marriage proposal? It was all fluff. It had nothing to do with the game. It had everything to do with the side attraction. That was the side attraction.
Right. I saw a very short video excerpt of it was one of these live streaming sports shows. And they had on the owner, or I guess the primary owner of the 49ers. And he was grinning. Somebody asked him about Swift. And are more people going to be concerned about Swift than the game? And he smiled and he smiled. He said, Taylor Swift is a great thing for the NFL. Something like that.
Yep.
Oh, he was happy. He looked like he just swallowed the canary. I love that line, though, the Kansas City Swifts. That's funny.
Yep. That's what I called them. They are. When you look at it, Jeff, it was all about Taylor Swift. She was you got to understand, she's her own, like, mega brand, right?
She's her own brand.
She has a big following,
she's a kingmaker. Yes.
Yes. And how is it during such a busy schedule she can make every game? Here's why I can guarantee there was definitely payola given to her in considerations. Promotional considerations was given to her. You have two things with the NFL. One, they had to bring an audience. Two, though, here's the biggest problem the NFL has. The age, the demographics is not playing in their favor. People under, their mid-20s and under are not getting into the NFL. They're losing audience. The younger people do not like to watch. They don't have the attention span. They don't have the patience. They're too nervous. They're anxious. They're too worried about toxic masculinity. All the things that the NFL represents on that field, they don't like. And so what did they need to do? They had to do something. You know, it's not nothing. There's nothing new under the sun with this, by the way. It always happens when you have an industry, especially in the entertainment industry, they start dying. They go away from what their original purpose was, the game, to gimmicks. That is a typical gimmick. Look, when wrestling viewership is down, they go to the Donald Trump shaving Vince McMahon's head. You know, people don't even understand. Donald Trump was in two different WrestleManias. And he attended. He was, like, part of the show. Like, I remember that video I had sent you, him shaving Vince McMahon's head. And that was at a WrestleMania. The whole premise was, if my I don't remember who it was. If this wrestler beats this wrestler, Donald Trump will get his head shaved. Well, that was never going to happen, right? There's no way Donald Trump is going to go get his head shaved on WWF television. That wasn't going to happen, or pay-per-view. So, obviously, we already knew who was going to get his head shaved going into that WrestleMania. It was going to be Vince McMahon. So, you already knew who was going to win that match in that WrestleMania.
That's right.
Same as Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift was not going to be showing her face, put her brand at risk of being with a losing side. That was not going to happen. That's not. And by the way, one other thing about Taylor Swift that nobody brings up, and I go back to Tim Riefaut, who you used to have on the program. Remember,
yeah.
He was talking about the higher, these high priestesses in the satanic world of the Illuminati, right, and these elites. Well, what just happened, by the way? Who just got their coronation to be the high priestess of that sect of Illuminati, witches, whatever, you know, at the time.
Yeah,
so he it went from Madonna. Then at the time Tim Riefaut was on the program, he was talking about Katy Perry. Well, Katy Perry went away. She had a nervous breakdown. She turned to a goofball, and she just she started to become an embarrassment for herself. Now it's Taylor Swift. That was her coronation, to be the high priestess of the world, Illuminati, whatever you want to call it. And I believe, you know, I have to agree with him on Tim Riefaut on that point. She was given that. If you see,
sure. Oh yeah,
all
right.
The people, the news media, everybody. There was no one had a bad word to say about her at all. And you see, you know, there's some backstories about that woman. She's a narcissist. She's a megalomaniac. All of her songs have to do with her getting back at ex-boyfriends, right? She's got this very strange vibe about her when it comes to ex-boyfriends. There was one record producer of hers who had bought her early collection, and she made it look like he stole it. Come to find out, her own father was part ownership of that and was part of the sale. He was actually one of the ones who was selling this guy her early record collections, right? The rights to her records or her recordings. And she destroyed this guy to the point where her fans, her fanatics that follow her, were threatening the guy's family, wife, and kids, threatening to kill him. Because she was out on YouTube and all these different social media lying, saying he stole my when I was a kid and I wrote these songs, he stole my dreams and blah blah blah. But she didn't mention the fact that her own father was part of the sales group, the ownership group that sold her stuff, and she knew that the father was selling it. She knew about the sale way before the fact, but didn't care. That's the type of person you're dealing with when it comes to Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to Katy Perry, but this all loops back eventually to Bragg's wonderful organic food line. Patricia Bragg was a personal friend of mine for 35 years at least, and she sold. Patricia passed away last summer, but she sold the company to... Katy Perry was one of the investors. So was her husband, Orlando Bloom, I guess. I think they were listed as one of the primary investors. And it was another big corporation that stepped in there. And the corporation is run by them. It's the same group. And so they picked up the Bragg name, and they're pushing it all over the place. It's going to be a giant in a couple of years. It was big already, but you watch and see what happens.
Yeah.
So this is interesting.
Oh, but what did they do, though? They cut the ingredients. For disclaimer, I was a Bragg's user for a long time. I'm a very big proponent of ACV. But when I had learned that they went from having RO and filtered water to just city water supply and wherever
you
they're
can't
producing.
Let me say this. Whenever you buy a product that has liquid in it, look at the ingredients. And if it just says water, understand that in most cases, it's going to be fluoridated city water. And some of these cities are recycling liquid sewage into their drinking water supply. So you want to have on your label either reverse osmosis or RO filtration or something, at least saying filtered water, at least. And I would call the company and say, where do you get your water from that you're filtering? So you want to know these things. But it's changed already. And those of you who listen regularly know about my war with Pacific Foods and what I found out with their oat drink, almond drink, hemp drink. It's got just water on the label now, not filtered water. So I called them, and I finally got them to admit, yes, we do use municipal water in our products. And she qualified it by saying, if that's the source nearest the factory of production, something like that. So they admitted that they don't filter the water. So that's it for me. I don't like being lied to. No one should be lied to when it comes to food and things that they're asking you to put in your bodies. Go ahead.
It's dishonest to your customer. You have an obligation,
right.
And you have you're obligated to your customer, to fiduciary, to your customer, that hey, this product has the best filtered water we could possibly do. Organic apples. Now, here's the thing about I'm worried with even now. I stopped using Bragg's for just the reason of the filtered water, of the not having the non-filtered water. But second thing, here's another thing about ACV. You got to be very careful with the companies you use. Where do they source the organic apples from? Now, one of the largest organic apple producers in the world is China. Now, I don't know about you. There's not one thing from China that I believe is organic. At all.
I agree. Gary, hold on. I got to pause. We'll come right back. And thanks for our couple listeners out there. I said to Jason Kelsey, not Travis Kelsey. So my error. And that's the right name. Be right back with Gary in just a minute. Hold on. Okay. And welcome back. Talking with Gary Holland about the Super Bowl, this issue of Travis Kelsey representing Pfizer being paid to do the work of Satan, and I'm not being overly dramatic here, that is satanic. That's a death weapon. And why he would do that, unless he's that dumb, really that dumb, he sold out for money. I don't know how much they're paying him. I have no idea. I really don't care. But the idea of fronting for that bioweapon of death and agony should be held up and put in his face. It's not. They just look the other way.
Well, I think that was, by the way, Jeff, Jason, I mentioned Jason Kelsey. That's his brother who played also in the NFL. Actually, one year, the brothers played against each other because the brother played for Philadelphia.
Right.
And they played it. Then they turned it into a brother versus brother bowl. Here's another thing. They couldn't make it more obvious. Since the Super Bowl, about a week after, there's no more sightings of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey together. They showed one where he came back here to party by himself without her.
Oh, too funny. It's all
no,
look,
it's right
such,
in your face.
It's all showbiz. Come on, Jesus.
Jeff, you want to know, here's how the NFL propaganda worked. Let's go back to 2001 season. 9/11 happened. They needed to push the military, you know, industrial complex propaganda. What team won that year? And that was like so heavily promoted by the name of the team, the New England Patriots. And I remember back that year when they said, right after 9/11, it's fitting that a team called the Patriots would have won the game. Propaganda. Like, in your face propaganda, that was.
I know.
And, of course, Tom Brady, which has, look, Tom Brady going to these strange parties. Part of the Illuminati, the wife especially, the ex-wife, who was a Brazilian supermodel. Was heavily involved in that stuff, reportedly was involved in witch covenants and all that same stuff. So Tom Brady got the key to the kingdom, right? I believe Travis Kelsey also got the key to the kingdom. Why else would you push lethal death, go with an insane megalomaniac woman, promote all the stuff that he's been doing. And he's been all over the place all of a sudden. He's in every commercial you see the guy. They gave him the key. He got his initiation. As we know, look, like it or not, men, when they do these initiations on these younger guys, it's through homosexual rape, basically. The women go through the same thing. Look, how many stories have you had guests on over the years, the satanic ritual abuse? And they say the ones who get into these high levels of the Illuminati, the Zionist Illuminati, right?
Uh-huh.
How do these people get to where they get? Well, they do very ugly things. Jay-Z and Beyonce.
It's a whole matrix of control. And when you have,
yes.
It's like Jeffrey Epstein. You've got video on somebody or whatever. You own them. It's all about control. And it's true. All true.
And so God knows what Travis Kelce did behind the scenes to get
That's
to
right.
where his... Look, like you said, how could somebody do that to people? Well, because he's a psychopath. Psychopaths, there's no limits to psychopaths.
No limits.
There's no limits whatsoever.
No.
Think about it, Jeff. We had a president and sell a war in Iraq for to the point, lie about everything, and then what ended up happening? Millions were liquidated. Not only because Iraq was a special case, by the way. You got to remember during the 1990s, after Desert Storm, how many people, hundreds of thousands, probably millions were killed.
Well, how many died in the Iran-Iraq war before that? The Iran-Iraq war, remember?
We've been manipulating
blood
that
sacrifice,
region, Jeff,
Gary.
For how many years?
Blood sacrifice. That's all it is.
The Greater Israel Project. That's really what it is. You know, strategies for Israel for the 1980s. And then the updated version of that was the PNAC, right, document, right? And people for progress for the new American century. All that was strategies for Israel in the 1980s rewrote and updated. That's all it was. And so you have look what's going on with these. You had psychopaths who don't care how many millions they kill. You have psychopaths. Look at what's going on in Gaza. The same type of mentality, the psychopath mentality that will kill millions in Gaza, will be on TV telling you to take a lethal injection with a big smile on his face. And
correct.
That's what they do. Taylor Swift is a psychopath. Travis Kelce is an obvious psychopath. These people, they don't think like us. They have no concept of sympathy, empathy, or anything. Now, they might show signs of sympathy and empathy on TV. Oh, I'm donating. But that has nothing to do with them feeling good to do that to be helping your fellow man. That's to feed their ego and to feed into their megalomaniacal, you know, selves. It's just to feed themselves or feed their egos. And that's what these people do. So you've got these guys on there pushing Mr. Pfizer, pushing the poison.
I still can't believe that people accept that, knowing what they know. And the average person who's had any kind of vax injury or illness or syndrome come up and they're miserable, many have died. When they heard this, they should have just... No, this is not acceptable. We won't go for Travis Kelce is serving the man, the wrong man. Now, the other side of football coin, go ahead. Yeah.
One other person. There's a guy named Stephen A. Smith on ESPN. The highest paid, the guy who's on every show on ESPN. He's the face of ESPN, Stephen A. Smith. Uh-huh. Now, he's a black guy. That guy was saying this, so... The black population in the United States was not very receptive on the lethal injection. Rightfully so, right? They one of the lowest population in this United States that had the lowest reception rates of this lethal injection was blacks. This guy went on ESPN television and said, black people, talking to other blacks, he goes, you need to get the shot. because that's going to save your life. I know black people are mistrusting of these type of things, but you got to trust it. I took all my shots, and you should too. That was Stephen A. Smith. How much did he get to push that nonsense on people? And how many black people actually said, well, okay, I trust Stephen A. Smith. I like him on ESPN. And you know what? I think I am. I know I was on this fence, and I didn't know should I take it or should, but now I think I will take it because he said it was okay. I mean, I didn't say it was all black people did that, and even others that were watching him. But there was how many people fell for his propaganda and his sales pitch and went and took the shot? Thousands?
That's right.
Hundreds of thousands? I don't know. But he pushed it. And ESPN was pushing it daily.
They're all accomplices to murder. I'm sorry. That's just my take on it. I don't cut any of them slack.
Accomplices is genocide.
We're talking genocide level here. That's right. That's right. It's an ELA potential.
Murdering genocidal maniacs. Mm-hmm. That's who.
And they're all accessories to the fact. There's no way to walk around that. None. Now, the NFL.
Who's accountable?
No one's going to. Well, I didn't want to spend
Nobody,
time
Jeff,
on that.
Jeff.
No.
Who's going to be running for president? The pedophile with the weird large false
if he,
teeth
if he
and
makes
hair
it, we may. They might put Michelle in there. That's a possible.
Okay, so let's say they throw in Michael. Michael was pushing for the vaccine,
Big
too.
Mike.
But who else was pushing for it? Remember, my beautiful.
How about Donald
Operation
Trump?
Operation Warp Speed, my beautiful vaccine that I did for you guys, until he played the audience and they found out that his audience didn't like what he had to say. All of a sudden, nothing about the beautiful vaccine anymore comes out of Donald Trump's mouth. You can not talk about it, but he can't change what he said in the past. He pushed for death. No different. Donald Trump pushing for that lethal injection, in my opinion, was no different than Colin Powell being on TV pushing for the Iraq mass murder war. There's no difference in the psychopathic mind of them. Colin Powell was a psychopath. He loved war, and he pushed for it, and millions died because of it. How many hundreds of thousands of veterans' lives have been destroyed? How many died, permanently disabled, destroyed? And the man didn't care. George Bush didn't care. He don't care about nothing. Dick Cheney didn't care. Travis Kelce don't care that you're having massive clotting in your family. Half your family is dying from this shot. Travis Kelce don't care. Taylor Swift don't care. Stephen A. Smith don't care. ESPN don't care. The NFL definitely doesn't care. Donald Trump didn't care. Joe Biden didn't care. We have a bunch of people who don't care because they're all psychopaths. And until this people in this country realize you don't deal with psychopaths in a nice manner. There's no negotiating. There's no reasoning with people like that. They have an agenda to say, I want to kill 90% of the population. You can tell them whatever you want. They're going to keep the agenda going. That's what they do. You're not part of that. You're the only part of you, that plan you are is the dying part. Anything else, you're not going to benefit from anything these people do. They're not governing, so-called governing, for you. They're not governing for the average man. They're governing for themselves. And the gophers who are senators and congressmen, all they are a gopher class for the Zionists. And the Zionists and above, and the ones who are in part of the higher echelon of the Illuminati and the Zionists and all these type of crazy psycho killers, because that's what they are. You're not going to these. It's amazing to me, Jeff, how you have so many people out there that either believe in the communist Democrats or believe in Donald Trump land. It's amazing to me. And I just don't understand it.
I
cannot understand the mentality.
The average rank and file fan is so enamored with celebrity that they'll look the other way. And they did it with Trump. I mean, he was ranting and raving about the wonderful, beautiful vaccine. People were dying right and left. And nobody seems to be able to connect the dots. Meanwhile, I want to go back to one other thing. Since Brady retired, They're trying to build a new Tom Brady. It's rather obvious what they're doing. I'm not saying the kid Mahomes isn't talented, but they need that dominant superstar, and they've got it. And the quarterback of the 49ers will now not be paying. What are they paying him? They're paying him $800,000 or something a year. His salary is going to go up tenfold. You'll watch, or more.
So oh, sure.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
Well, I, to be honest, Jeff, I think, you know, the way I understand this Patrick Mahomes guy, he was a quarterback for the Swifts, right?
Yeah.
As a person, I don't know him. I can only see what I see on television and what I read about him sometimes, and that could be all propaganda. But you do read that the guy's a Christian. He has a wife. He has children. He doesn't cheat on his wife. He's a very family-oriented person.
Oh, I have
that's
nothing
not
negative
type of
to say about
that. Be
nothing.
Willing to.
I agree.
Exactly. So therefore, he's not the type of person, Jeff, that would push death. Like he might still have some sort of a conscience, right? Yeah, he knows game's fixed. That's just getting one over on the people.
Just part
the
of the territory,
right?
Yeah.
Yes, the marks. You know, you got NFL marks. They're the mark. I'm getting over on the marks. Fine, dandy. But when it comes to promoting death, he probably had enough conscience left to say, well, the buck stops there. I'm not going to push that. Here comes Travis Kelce. Another thing about Travis Kelce that I've read about, Jeff, how you know it was also all BS when it came to Taylor Swift. The women that Travis Kelce has always dated was black women. He liked black women. He dated only black women. Now, all of a sudden, he goes from dating only black women.
Yeah,
then all of a sudden, he likes a skinny, waspy-looking white chick. All of a sudden, that's not his taste. He never was attracted to that type of person. Now, all of a sudden, he's attracted to that type of person. Now, there was NFL players, by the way, who was teammates of his who had said that, who were in college with him and had said the same thing.
Right.
They were shocked that he was actually dating her because he always had dated black women. That was his taste.
Uh-huh.
And so that right there was another tell. And then there was various things throughout the season. It was all about Taylor. It was the Taylor Swift season. It wasn't even about the game. It was all Taylor Swift. Once you've seen what team Taylor Swift was assigned to for the propaganda, you knew that team was going to win the Super Bowl. It was a guarantee.
Well,
it was a lock.
You called it.
There was a lock. There would be no way that Taylor Swift would lose that game. She wasn't going to lose. She would not risk her name and brand to lose. And people cannot wrap their mind around it. They just cannot. They argue with you. They get mad at you. They insult you. I've convinced nobody that I've talked to, like a lot of these fanatics that I know. They can't. They can't. Their normalcy bias blinds them to the point where they can't even see what's going on literally in front of their nose. It's not like they were secret about it. It's not like it was subtle. Subtleties that they were just making the game look legitimate. This season was in your face, fixed. Like you said, the game, Jeff, that really gave it away was the AFC Championship game. Kansas City had no. If it was a legitimate game,
uh-huh.
And if the way the Baltimore Ravens were playing, there is no way Kansas City went in there and won that game fair and square. There's just no way that would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
During that game, every mistake that could be made, the Baltimore Ravens made the mistake. But that wasn't their MO throughout the season. They played pretty much mistake-free football all year. And they just didn't beat people. They beat them badly. Matter of fact, Jeff, it was late in the season. The Baltimore Ravens went into the San Francisco 49ers, went into San Francisco and beat the San Francisco 49ers, I think almost by 40 points. It wasn't even a game, and they embarrassed them. They just looked bad.
Right.
And then you go to the championship game, and then all of a sudden Baltimore's looking like a bunch of jabronis.
Mm-hmm.
They did. They came in as they were jabronis. They looked like jobbers, and they did because they looked like it because that's what they were. They literally jobbed for that game. And how anybody at the end of this season was such in your face, how anyone can say with a straight face, well, it's legitimate, and, oh, there was some bad calls, but that wasn't the problem. And, oh, it was this, and they're making 1,000 excuses. That's their normalcy bias trying to reason with them. That's their conscious mind trying to trick. You're playing mind tricks on yourself. If you can do this mental gymnastic that the NFL Super Bowl this year was not completely fixed and in your face. It was in your face this time. They made it obvious.
Something for everybody.
And eventually, the thing is, Jeff, why don't they just own it like the WWF did decades ago? They owned it. Yes, we know we're fixed. Yes, we kept the secret for a lot of years, but now we're admitting it. The internet and everything, we're admitting. Now, look, we know it is, but you get it. And the NFL should do the same thing. Become a more of a lifestyle league. Maybe play a short highlights of a game, but the rest of the season is about personal issues. Who's dating who? And more like of an Entertainment Tonight NFL. And that is what it's going to have to play to the Gen Zers and below. They're going to need to do that. Content providers. They can't be a game anymore. They have to be content providers. Provide content, short videos that are 1 or 2
little
minutes
clips.
Long.
That's right.
Yep. Little
doses,
clips of the game.
Little endorphin
quick
releasing.
Game. Yep.
Little endorphin releasing videos. That's what they do.
Yep. And then, but the rest of the each game could be 90% about what's going on in the locker room, you know, what's going on, you know, with their lives, who's against who, who's mad at who's dating who, who's doing this, who's doing that, show highlights of the game, and then you're done with the season. And then, of course, give the push to whoever is going to be the champ, who they're going to put the championship on this year.
Uh-huh.
Give them the push, and then sell it as the main event. You know, is Taylor Swift mad at Katy Perry for dating this player? And the wife, the billionaire daughter of the Kansas City Chiefs, uh-huh, is mad at this play, at this person. It becomes all about.
They've turned it into a soap opera.
A diva's you know, entertainment show. And
that's right.
They should own it. At least,
uh-huh,
and do that, and,
no,
because
won't.
Other than that, it's they're going to lose audience as older people die.
I think
they're losing their audience.
The older people remember NFL football as being real. It was back 25, 30 years ago. It was certainly fixed from time to time, but I think it was much more real back then. They don't want a blowout on Super Bowl day. That's why you won't see one. 33-6, you won't see it. It has to be a contest. It's got to be drama. It's show business.
Yep. But
it's a sitcom.
When I started,
they're turning it into a soap
NFL
opera now, by the way. That's my take.
Yep. Well, the NFL started getting to more entertainment. If you remember, let's go all the way back to 1985 when you had the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl shuffle. William the Refrigerator Perry, big 400-pound guy dancing around doing, and it became less about the Super Bowl because at that year who was the designated loser was the New England Patriots that year.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, they lost, they got blown out, and that was the whole point of the game. The Super Bowl shuffle, Jim McMahon with the sunglasses, William Perry. All them guys, they became celebrities. The game was like secondary. Uh-huh. The primary was the entertainment part of it. Same as this year. The game was secondary. The primary was Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce dating scene. And who was mad at Travis Kelce? Who was mad at Taylor Swift? Why is the owner of the team and Taylor Swift best buddies? And they went out on a date, and they go out, and they went shopping together. And it's like the game got forgotten about. And that was all designed that way.
The last Super Bowl I saw was, yes, purposely. The last Super Bowl I saw was the one that, I believe it was Katy Perry who came sliding down from above on a wire. I forget the how it happened. You remember that? She descended from the heavens.
Yeah, that was that. Oh, yeah.
Came down on a wire. I don't remember. Got to be 10 years ago. Whatever. It's just part of the Roman arena, updated now into the football stadia that are all over the place.
For sure.
All right, anything else you want to add?
10 years ago, that was Katy Perry's coronation.
Was
now
it?
She passed the baton to, pardon the pun, the baton, the cheerleader baton, right, to Taylor Swift.
We'll see how it goes, but the whole idea of a more unsavory thing to do is apparently lost to most people. How do you recommend the Pfizer vaccine? It's crazy. You know he doesn't believe it. Anyhow, that was good, Gary. Thank you.
He didn't care. He got money, and he didn't care who dies. It don't matter to him.
It means nothing to him.
It's
all about the money, and I didn't know about his taste in females. That's also interesting. Throws more light on this little puzzle, which you've done a great job tonight in straightening out. Showbiz. Thanks, Gary. We'll talk again. That was excellent. Very good.
Have a good evening, Jeff. Thank you.
Okay. Good night. Gary Holland from Las Vegas, and right there. He doesn't miss a trick, Gary. All right. We'll be right back with another hour to go for you coming up next.